You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Cardi. How you doing, man?
Man, good morning to you, Earl, man. Good morning to you. I'm having a great day. It is 4-1-4 days today in Milwaukee, so I'm going to be doing a lot of great things out there, and I invite you to come along and tag in with us, man.
So for people who don't know, what is 4-1-4 day?
4-1-4 days is pretty much a huge festival in the city of Milwaukee celebrating April 14th. The area code out there is 414. So they use that as kind of like an acronym for the term, 414 days. A lot of good people come out there. Mayor of Milwaukee, they have parades and stuff out there. It's kind of like a liberation day for the city of Milwaukee just to celebrate us being, you know, Milwaukee and having that culture out there.
Well, I do know that all over the city, there are different events that happen on 414 and actually – April 14th, the fourth month, the 14th day. And again, zip code 414 basically encompasses Milwaukee. And they've used that and turned that into not a holiday, but certainly a day that offers a lot of different activities all over the city. A big time event, you know, I don't care where it is, downtown, the domes, everywhere somebody has something going on. So,
true.
You know, it's a festive time is what it really is. And so every April 14th, this is a celebration that takes place in the city. So anyway, man, I want to say thank you to all of the wonderful volunteers who made the 2024 edition of the special ed prom something very, very special. We had over 150 special ed young people who came dressed. Just spectacular event. I want to thank Milwaukee Journal Sentinel writer James Causey, who spent the entire 3 hours, Channel 4, that put together a special news program that's going to be airing on it. Man, just something that's really needed, an elixir to deal with all the negative things that go on in a society. But people from all walks of life, doctors, you know, lawyers, business leaders, all who took the time out to volunteer their time for this very, very special and worthy event. I can't wait until Special Ed Prom 2025. It took me a day to recover. I spent at least 10 hours once I left here in helping to transform the cafeteria to a wonderful, wonderful, wicked thing. And wow, just spectacular event. Always happy and proud to be a part of that great event. I want to tell you about my very special guest tomorrow, former state representative, former state senator, former mayor for the city, former congressman, former mayor for the city of Milwaukee for 17 years. and former ambassador of Luxembourg. My good friend Tom Barrett is going to be joining us in studio. And I'm going to take the entire show. And we're going to talk about the legacy of a man who has served in almost every capacity. He ran for governor a couple times and lost, but who served in every capacity in government. And so there's a lot of different conversations that we're going to have with Tom Barrett as he is, 71 years old. He's my age, and I've known him. Like, we've known each other for a long time. I supported him in his runs for mayor and Congress, and known him for a long, long time. I'm going to talk to him about where we are today, man. You know, where our nation is from the perspective of a man who has seen it from all different angles. You know, all different aspects of government, Tom Barrett has seen it. And what he thinks about where we are right now. I was talking with some people, you know, over the weekend, and they kept saying to me, "Hey, Earl, man, aren't you doing overkill, man? Why are you talking so much about, you know, what's happening with President Trump? And can't you find something else to talk about?" My response is, are you out of your friggin' mind? For all the people who say, "I'm tired," talk about something else. Man, are you not aware of the things that are going on and where we are headed? I was watching Meet the Press yesterday, as I do every Sunday morning. And there was a gentleman on, a hedge fund billionaire, Ray Dalio. And he said he's worried about the current conditions. He said, "What we are facing is worse than a recession." Well, I've lived through some recessions, man. And I know the pain recessions bring. And many of you who've lived some time, you know the impact of recessions on average people who don't have savings and who struggle every day just to make it. And recessions basically are death knell to people who live day by day. And recessions don't end in 1 year.
They definitely don't.
They can drag on 2-3 years, and that pain is felt. But guess what? He predicted that we're not talking about recession. We're talking about a major collapse of our monetary system. We're talking about times that have not been seen since the major depression of 1928. And you have to try to wrap your mind around, if you've read some history of that depression. And my father, God rest his soul, who was born in 1928, and then others who I've talked to who knew a little something about that. Soup lines. People standing there because people weren't working. Recession shut it all down. Depression shut it all down. Soup lines. People not being able to do anything, work ending, and people only in survival modes. We're headed there. Hedge fund billionaire Ray Dalio, who predicted the 2008 financial crisis, is warning that President Donald Trump's extensive tariffs combined with other factors could drive the economy to the brink of disaster. This is not Earl Ingram talking. This is one of the top economists in the nation. And people say to me, Earl, you should be talking about something. What do you want me to talk about, man? The Brewer game? You know what I mean? The fact that the NFL is doing its draft in Green Bay in 10 days, and that should be the conversation that we are having. I'm sorry, that's not who I am. You can get that anywhere. People who want to talk about things that really don't amount to a hill of beans. The truth of the matter is what we are faced with. Delio said, I think that right now we are at a decision-making point and very close to a recession, he said on Meet the Press on Sunday. And I'm worried about something worse than a recession if this isn't handled well. Well, guess what? It's not going to be handled well because we know who's handling it.
That's right.
The guy who created it took a perfectly good economy, turned it inside out and upside down, and now people are wondering what's happening next. You can stick your head in the sand if you want to. I choose not to. He said the problems today are potentially much more profound than what's seen in the typical recession, which is two negative quarters of GDP growth. We have a breaking down of the monetary order, he said, along with profound changes in both domestic and world order. Now, listen, I'm not Sandy Williams, so I don't have the intellectual aptitude. I've not been trained as an economist. But those words to me, we have a breaking down of monetary order and profound changes in both domestic and world order.
Sounds destructive.
Is terrifying. 855-752-4842 is the number. A Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Oh, I wake up in the morning with my hair down in my eyes and she says hi. And I stumble to the breakfast table while the kids are going off to school goodbye. And she reaches out and takes my hand, squeezes it, and says,
how you feeling,
Hans? And I look across at smiling lips that warm my heart and see my morning sun. And if that's not loving me, then all I gotta say, oh, God didn't make little green apples. It don't rain in Indianapolis in the summertime. And there's no such thing as Dr. Seuss, Disneyland, Mother Goose is no nursery rhyme.
God didn't make little green apples, and it don't rain in Indianapolis in the sun.
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. You can always join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. And look, I'm talking about what appears to be an ensuing recession. And even over and above that. And so I know so many people who struggle every day now. And so I'm shedding tears for them because we have a nation now that's turned their back on them. And we know why, right? So I can't come in here and laugh and joke and kick it and talk about, you know, meaningless things. That's never been my purpose on the air. So this gentleman said yesterday on Meet the Press, we have a breaking down of the monetary order, he said, along with profound changes in both domestic and world order. Such times are very much like the 1930s, he said, referring to the period that covered most of the Great Depression. I've studied history, and this repeats over and over again. There's only been one Great Recession in the history of our nation. And a man who's only been in office for 3 months has brought us back to a time that everybody feared and thought would never, ever happen again. 3 months. And we're on the precipice of another Great Depression, actually a world depression. Mm-hmm. This is not, you know, this is not Earl, you know, making false alarms. These are top economists. Dalio also warned of the potential for a supply-demand problem for debt at the same time as tariff-related economic issues. And the results of that will be worse than a normal recession, he said. Pressed if that means a depression, Dalio didn't use the word, but did say that what happens next will be extremely severe, something we haven't seen in our lifetimes. Dalio, founder of the Bridgewater Associates, which is the world's largest hedge fund, said there's still a chance to avoid it all. This could all be managed very well, especially if Congress takes action to reduce the budget deficit, he said. Now, okay. So reducing the budget deficit could have been done a lot easier if you didn't give the wealthiest people in this nation a $4.1 trillion tax cut. Okay? I mean, come on, man. So the only way to avoid this Great Depression, he said, is to cut, you know, the budget deficits. So you cut the budget deficits when you're giving tax breaks to the richest people. The only way to cut the budget deficit is to go after Medicare, Social Security, and Medicaid. And yet the Trump people and Donald Trump keep lying to you and saying they're not going to cut those things. Somebody's lying. And I don't think it's this billionaire Ray Dalio. I listened to him intently. We know who's doing the lying. So we know what's coming. We know that safety nets are being cut and Americans are going to be left to drift aimlessly. Man, I just, for the life of me, what kind of nation do we live in? And then there are people who are silent. They know what's coming, man. They know what this guy has done. And they still support him. Well, Earl, you know, man, you gotta ease up off of people, man, you know. Ease up off of what, man? It's not a time to ease up off of anything, man. People are going to be suffering. If it's not you, fine. You're blessed. Look beyond yourself at others. 855-752-4842. A Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
When myself is feeling low, I think about her face aglow to ease my mind.
This is a house that Jack built, y'all. Remember this house? This was the land that he worked by hand. It was the dream of an upright man. There was a room that was filled with love. It was a love that I was proud of. This is the life that he planned. On the love, the same old love in the house that Jack built.
The house that Jack built.
Remember this house?
Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. We're talking about the impending recession / depression that is on the horizon. Forecasters have a bleak outlook on the U.S. economy because of President Donald Trump's escalating trade war, even amid his 90-day pause of the highest tariffs on more than 50 countries. And they see the odds of a recession as a toss-up. The experts predict the economy will nearly stall in 2025, growing at 0.8%, down from the projected 1.7% just last month, according to the average estimate of 46 economists surveyed by Wolters Kluwer Blue Chip Economic Indicators on April 4th and April 7th. They reckon there's a 50% chance of recession, up from 25% just last month. Let's go to the phone lines. Hey, Al, what's going on, man?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have, I don't want to mess up your show, but I want to ask a question.
Go ahead.
Is Civic Media succumbing to Fox News and all these other people? Is that why they're taking you off the air? You're the only African-American broadcaster in their system, and you're the only one that holds the highest ratings of all of the other people in your system, and they're taking you off the air? Is that succumbing to the recession?
Al, I don't, you know. I'm not going to respond to that.
I'm not asking you. I'm asking Civic Media to let us know why they're taking you off the air.
Well, you know.
I know they can hear me.
Yeah, man. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Mike from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Mike. How you doing, man?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Happy Motown Monday. That call kind of gave me a different perspective real quick. But, hey, the reason why I called is, and we're talking about the major collapse, the imminent collapse, according to not only billionaire hedge fund investors, but we have the Wall Street Journal, we have Washington Post, we have the magazine The Economist, we have our national security agencies telling us the same thing. We have our allies, our lifelong partners on the world stage. They're all saying the same thing. Rupert Murdoch, Mark Cuban. And it's astounding to me that something as clear as destruction of the American way in our system is almost going down the road unobscured or no one's fighting back as much as we should. My whole point of all this is this is a existential threat to America. It's the biggest threat that certainly in my lifetime. We have absolute unchecked power. We have now morphed into an era where we are no longer a nation of laws. We're a nation of men and oligarchs. And yet we have this small silo, a minority silo of people that for whatever reason just choose not to look at this thing with both their left and their right eyes. We're not listening through our left and our right ears. Somehow this is all still, I don't know, it's not important enough to many of the American people for us to make a difference. I'll say with the pushback and the protests that we're beginning to see, it's encouraging. It's given me some incentive and some life in my work and what I do, but it's not enough.
Hey, Mike. They're talking about depression. You and I have been around a while. We've been through recessions. But, man, they're talking depression. Right? Come on, man. And yet people can talk about all the things they want to talk about, man. I don't think there's anything more important than what has happened, what we're realizing right now. And, you know, if I'm on the air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, I'm talking about that because of the damage that it's going to do. Long term, Mike, the depression, people didn't recover from people didn't recover from the depression and the global depression overnight, man.
And as it clearly showed, it took 2 years for the depression to bottom out. 2 years, I think maybe even 3 years. Sorry, I don't have my history book in front of me.
Yeah,
but it didn't happen overnight. This is a slice at a time. A democracy and a republic dies a slice at a time. So here, in this case, denying history and still acting as if, we still live in Mayberry and we have Walter Cronkite on 5 o'clock. No, the reality is that the enemy is within. The enemy is Donald Trump and MAGA. And if we don't deal with this enemy very, very, very quickly, it's going to be way, way too late. The risks are real. This is real.
Until we get
our thinking cap on straight and begin joining hands and realizing that, in America, it's better than this doesn't have to be. This is a choice.
Well, let me say this to you, Mike. I don't know if America is better than this because what we see, is there's a segment of America that agrees with this. True. Hurting people like this, children, the elderly. Who's going to be hurt the most, man? Just so a bunch of greedy rich people can get their grubby hands on more money. I just, man, for the life of me, I'm not a person who ever lived my life in that manner. I've always been the kind of person who is concerned about my fellow man. You know, but if you're silent on this, man, you know, if you're silent on this, it means, you know, you kind of agree with it. And if you're, Mike, if you're in a position that you can withstand a depression, then, you know, God bless you, man. The majority of the people aren't in a position, Mike, where they can stand a depression, let alone a recession, let alone a depression. Hey, Mike, I'm not the guy using depression. You follow me? They're economists using the verbiage depression.
Well, and again, it's something that all of us, if we choose to, if we want to, Earl, we can find the truth very quickly. You know, until we get a boy, a big boy pants on and big lady dresses on, we're in big trouble.
Hey, man, thank you very much for
the
call.
Thank you very much.
Let's go to Ali. Yep. Good morning to you, Ali. You say what?
I'm going to go a little bit backwards in time and then bring my thought forward. I lived in Germany when we were younger, and we lived among the Germans, and we went to the concentration camps that were still around, and we learned lessons in school, and we saw the everyday German people, our friends, our neighbors, who lived through that time. And why that happened to them was because people didn't pay attention. People didn't speak out. It was allowed to happen because people were quiet. And now we can't allow that to happen. We can't be quiet. America is used to having everything so good. We don't understand what's happening, how bad it actually was during the Depression. And they're the ones who choose to put their head in the sand and not realize that unless we speak out, unless we keep talking about it, it will happen before we know it. And we need to speak out, speak up, do whatever we can. If we can't take care of our elderly and we can't, and he won't feed the children, how can you make sense out of anything he does? And I challenge anyone to go on Google and Google how much the Trump administration has already spent this year. It's horrendous. And the fact that they're cutting all the budgets and cutting workers just to say that they're saving money for the people is ridiculous when their spending is out of control.
Hey, Ali, thank you very much for the call. I just want to say that these are not my words. For those who open up any newspaper, New York Times, Washington Post, for heaven's sakes, Wall Street Journal, if you're a Republican, National Review, you know, the information is there. How harrowing a time this is. And because you may not want to hear it, or you may not want to believe it, that's on you. But clearly, they're passing this $4.1 trillion tax break for the wealthiest people, and it has to be balanced somewhere. And we already know where they're going. Medicaid. That's where they're going. And so for people like Stephen who, you know, say that I'm a fearmonger, you know, stating that a depression is imminent is fearmongering and irresponsible, to say the least. You are an awful, evil man, is what Stephen has to say about me. But I would say to Stephen, Open your eyes, man.
Do your research.
And read like I have. You know, this is real. I've never in all the years I've been on the air ever talked like this. Okay? Never. But this appears to almost be imminent because we've got a man who refuses to change course. If there was a person who was willing to change course, maybe we could avert it. And that's what these economists are saying. Not Earl, the economists. 855-752-4842. It's a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
All right, welcome back to Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick told ABC News on April 13th, the carve-outs for the electronics products is temporary, and tariffs for the items would be included in a duty on computer chips that Trump plans to impose in a month or two. That would further mitigate any economic benefits from the exemptions. Let's go right back to the phone lines. Wayne from Racine, good morning to you, Wayne. You say what?
First off, I want to say it's the first I've heard that you're not going to be on the air. I don't listen as often as I should. I'm sorry to hear that. And it's been great listening to your show. So I don't know when you're finding the laser or whatever, but sorry to hear that. And listen, that's in spite of the fact that you're an awful and evil man. I mean, honestly, people that work all their lives and take in people with disabilities and host proms for young people that are amazing. That story that you, I'm looking forward to seeing that on the news, by the way. It's amazing. And I think something like that, Earl, that could catch fire, man. That's something.
You mean a special ed prom?
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
22 years, man. It's been 22
years. You've
been
instrumental in from the get-go, practically. You were that guy. You made a lot of this happen, and I'm just, you're not going to take credit for it. I'll give you credit for it. How about that, you awful, evil man? You know? Honestly, these people, the projection. Oh, my God. Fear-mongering. Really, you're fear-mongering. Okay. We got a presidential candidate, if you want to call him that. I call him a Russian asset or whatever. But he said, if you don't elect me, it'll be World War III. If you don't elect me, the entire economic, oh, look out for everything. If you don't, fear-mongering, really. Oh, okay. Just checking on that, you know. Listen, it's very sad, but due to a lot of propaganda over a lot of years, America voted for hate. And that's exactly what we're going to get. So I'm sorry, but fascism has taken hold in the last election when they said democracy was on the line. Do you think they were kidding about that?
Hey,
it was a joke.
Hey Wayne.
You know, are we really that surprised? Sorry, but go ahead.
Hey, Wayne, man, hey, look, man, I wish I had more time, but thank you very much for those encouraging words. And, you know, we got to speak the truth, man. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Dude.
Susan from Kenosha, you're up next. You say what?
Do I say, yeah, what do I say is I'm going to be sorry to see you go. And,
well, you know,
Susan,
I don't even, that's not something I want to focus on.
I know you don't.
Right now.
But we who have listened to you for a long, long time appreciate everything that you do. You have woken up the people of Wisconsin. If it wasn't for you, we'd have Schimler as our judge. We have to stick together. We have to fight for our Constitution. That is the ultimate weapon that we have. If we let them separate us and if we turn a blind eye to the people suffering of not only this country, of the world, then we know better than Nazi Germany was in the 30s. So we have to get stick together. We have to continue the fight, the long fight, whatever it takes, we have to do.
Hey, Susan, you're 100% correct. Thank you. Really appreciate it. John from West Dallas. Good morning to you, John. You say what?
Hey Earl, it's I'm just really bummed out that you're not going to be on the air anymore. That's mind blowing to me. I just found out 5 minutes ago. I wanted to say that if you took 60% of the wealth from the top 5%, if you took that away, they would still be the top 5%. The amount of wealth that they have accumulated is insurmountable. It's unbelievable. And I was listening to a guy from China talk about his country with pride, about how they eradicated, and this could be propaganda to some extent, and I don't want to evilize America and make them the heroes, but their cities are beautiful, their buildings, you know, around other countries around the world, there's less poverty. We've just neglected us. I have very little respect for the Democrats also, because I think they're on the take. It's all like corruption. Nobody gets anything done, and it's almost like it's laughable what they've done to our healthcare, finding reasons to say no to everything. They've divided us on social issues, and people don't vote their interests. I'm just disappointed. We're past a democracy, and I'm not even that sure that it's that good. I mean, the way this has fallen.
Hey, John, man, I wish I had more time. Thank you very much for the call. Up next, Reggie Jackson on a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.